Message number 485. So now you should understand why you are different to visionaries. It is because you are a prophet, the end time prophet. Friday, July 13, 2012 at 11:05 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you must know that the role of the prophet differs to that of the visionary. A prophet will always be an outcast, hated, feared, and isolated. A prophet will always work alone, as if he is cast into a desert. The only fruit within the barren desert will be the voice of God. My daughter, when you feel alone and abandoned, know that this is how the prophets felt in the past. Many prophets felt the weight of this task laid out before them. Most of them knew they were not worthy to impart the holy word of God, but they accept the divine calling from the heavens because they were sent. Because they were sent into the world, they knew instinctively the obligations they had to fulfill, yet it was not easy. Every word they uttered was thrown back in their faces. Every word torn asunder in the synagogues and the temples set up to worship God. Many were cast out by their own people and could not return to their birthplaces. Many became nomads and never found a place where they would be welcomed as a lost son. Instead, they worked, lived, and stayed alone with no one to turn to. Yet they knew in their hearts that they were being guided by God and felt no fear as they spoke with His voice. The graces given to them enabled them to be strong. They never faltered in delivery the warnings to God's people, the prophecies, and the word of God. It did not matter to them that they were laughed at, because they knew the truth of God was the food of life. Without the truth, God's children would not have had the means to recognize the prophecies as foretold. Nor would they have been able to accept the laws laid down by God for the good of mankind. Rejected, ridiculed, cast aside, and deemed as eccentric just as I was during my time on earth, they still delivered the word of God. Their words live forever. They will never die because they spoke the word of the Lord God the Most High. And so it will be with you. You will remain alone like a voice in the wilderness. You will be ignored in many quarters of my church on earth. The difference this time is that these prophecies will unfold in your lifetime, and the truth will be proved to this generation. They will believe then when the proof of the warning is witnessed. The prophecies of the seals, as I open them and reveal the contents to you, will also prove that I am speaking to the world through you, the seventh angel, the seventh messenger. You will be listened to, yet I urge you to remain silent and not to comment to those who question you or challenge you. You do not understand the meaning of the messages yet. In time you will. In the meantime, you do not have the authority to defend my word. Every attempt will be made to trick you into responding in the hope that you will trip yourself up through your lack of knowledge. So you must remain quiet, isolated, and anonymous until I give you the instruction. So now you should understand why you are different to visionaries. It is because you are a prophet, the end-time prophet. This mission is protected by the heavens and cannot be destroyed. Go in peace and understanding, my daughter. Your Jesus.